All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings spluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bing Lee.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Darley Stallions have sired three of the four juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone of Liar.
And the Stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire.
Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central, and it's our preview hour of Winx Stakes Day. As we've told you already this morning a number of times, it is a classic start to Winx Stakes Day. There's not a cloud in the sky. 25 degrees coming up. We certainly feel for the country folk that listen to us and view us that they haven't received any rain. Let's hope that this turns around ASAP. We start, of course, with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Outside the racing, obviously there was news that broke on Thursday afternoon from your department, the Stewards Department, regarding Philip Dingwall, who has left. There's been media across this. I know it had been around rumbling for a few days. Can you outline how it has played out? And obviously, is there... are the Stewards Department under extreme pressure now, given that you have lost a private or an investigator as well as a couple of stewards?
Look, yeah, Philip elected to resign last week, Andrew, and obviously he made that public earlier this week. But look, he certainly is a loss to the panel. He's been a great contributor to the Stewards Department. And I guess we're fortunate that we've got someone like Wade Birch, who was just recently appointed to the role of the senior steward, as the chief steward in Queensland for a period of time. And, he's provided some more experience to the panel. But look, we have a lot of young stewards that have been trained through our, quite robust training systems. And, those persons are there for, this very reason. When someone moves on, that there's someone there adequate to replace them. So look, we're certainly not in turmoil. As one, press article appeared in the paper recently. We've got 20 or 30 stewards around the state that we can call upon to assist on big race days. And, I'm very confident we've got the necessary skilled stewards to continue on through the spring.
Will the Stewards Department, will you look at replacing, as was Philip Dingwall as Deputy Chief Steward, will you look to replace him, or have you decided what you may do?
Look, there's been no decision about that, Andrew. Look, we'll probably advertise the position, see whether there's anyone of what we're looking for to replace that role. Wade, as I said before, Wade Birch has been a chief steward in another region, so I'm sure he's one person that could easily step up to the mark. But look, in fairness, we'll probably advertise the position and review the candidates and make an appointment once we've had the opportunity to go through that process.
And a major player within the Stewards Department and investigations, there's been a lot of energy placed into this area from Racing New South Wales. You're obviously on the lookout now to have a replacement investigator?
Yeah, we certainly are, Andrew. Like Nathan has been a fundamental part of our department. We've got full-time investigators that are out in the field, as we speak now, going through checking horses on race day in the lead up to races with the stewards as well. And, we'll certainly be looking to replace him. But once again, we do have, a very solid department in that regard. We've got, full-time people working out in the field. And, we'll look to replace Nathan's position as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see how it plays out with that news that came out on Thursday. Mark, Group 1 Winx Stakes Day. She's not there. It is a sort of a different day today, but it's high-quality racing. What have you found for us?
A couple out of the second race. Andrew, number 5, Missy Beale. It rose on the 10th of August. Finished 5th behind Hogmanay, but did race quite keen in the early stages. But then on the straight, had really no luck. Was disappointed at 300 metres, and then over the final 100 metres, it was held up for clear running when racing in restricted room. So one that should have finished closer. In that same race, number 7, Adana, first up at Rosehill on the same day, finished 7th behind Subadar. But look, we just questioned the rider in respect to its tactics in the straight. He elected to shift out to improve at the 250-metre mark, but was disappointed for clear running, and then over the final 100 metres, couldn't really be fully tested, and in the circumstances, its first-up effort was pretty good. Race 6, number 11, Catesby, at some odds today, but look, it finished 9th behind All Too Royal on the Kenzo track on the 17th of August, but in the straight, it was held up for clear running, couldn't be tested to the 100 metres, and it did finish the race off reasonably well once it was able to gain clear running. And the final one to mention in race 8, number 8, Notation, at Randwick on the 20th of July, finished 2nd behind Smart Edge, beating a small margin. We did speak to Robbie Dolan in respect to his ride from the 500 metres. And look, what we said to Robbie is that the 500 metres, he should have shifted out to start to improve to give his run, his mount clear running. And the consequence of not doing that was that the filly was held up until about the 200 metre mark. And it was unlucky not to get the major into the prize there, Andrew.
Okay, so there's two or three for us to follow out of previous. First race just after midday. Good luck today. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Simon Donopoulos is with us from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Classic morning here. It is so stunning at Randwick, and we're going to see some stunning racing in the Winx Stakes and the other races. How's your confidence?
Yeah, I found it always a bit tricky on days like this when you've got so many horses resuming. Obviously, I've lost the targets down the track, so you've got to try and work out which ones have been well set up to perform nearest to their peak today. And it's always a bit hard with the differing form lines, horses that are fit up and running against the better performed horses. So it's a challenging day for the punters, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
And Ron Duffersey, of course, is with us. How was the egg and bacon there?
It was very nice.
Went down all right?
Very nice, yeah.
And let's welcome in for the first time Skies and Tabs, Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. I've only just been informed about some slanderous comments that were passed by one of the elder trainers in... I'll get my own back, young man.
Pat Webster?
Yes.
The
yes.
shoes? He was right.
How to go up my wheels.
You're always wearing stunning shoes, Muns.
Oh, how to go up my wheels.
Yeah, that's all right.
I only had my... I think it was Chrissy more than Pat.
Yes, no.
Because Chrissy said, look at his shoes.
Compared to Pat's.
I looked after Chrissy. No, she was all right.
Has it showed this week that we've got Group 1 action? Have the punters sort of come out early or not?
They came out of the blocks early for a couple of horses on Wednesday, but...
Missy, probably the one they...
Well... Missy was the biggest firm, but it wasn't the biggest investment, put it that way. Deprive was the biggest investment. Libertini, they had a lot more than Missy on them. But their confidence, I think, is a lot higher. And I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that it's been so dry in Sydney.
We
haven't had the wet tracks and the interrupted preparations. They've seen all the horses trial. There've been a lot more horses at the trials. There's been a lot more horses actually at the races.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, and they've seen them, and they've got the opportunity to run on firmer tracks, and that gives them more confidence to bet in.
Well, they've been watering. I mean, that tells us the last 3 weeks there's been no significant
rain. Look at who would have thought you're putting 3 mils on the track the day before the races, and we're officially still in winter.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good 4 Penno 5.05.
Just a little bit disappointed, Andrew, from the fact that you're going to tell us we're running short of time.
Yeah.
That our old mate's not here this morning, Michael Fraser, because I would have just been able to bring up something about what happened last night. Oh. But I'm sure Michael is listening.
He's listening.
The phone will go off in approximately probably 30 to 60. 60 seconds. And, Cock, it's a great game, mate.
Yeah,
and, lovely to have you listening.
You got home.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, while I've been off, I bought a new phone.
You didn't buy a new watch anyway.
No, we are running late.
Yeah.
But I bought a new phone cover. And you wouldn't believe, Munsey and I
got exactly the
Munsey
same.
Munsey and I both got the same.
You know,
ones.
And you know what? I walked into the shop. I said to the bloke, I said, "Mate, give me the daggiest looking phone cover you've got."
There's
and
no
the bloke said,
one.
"Why?" And I thought there'd only be one in the world.
Yeah. Well, we've got
the reason
two.
Being, when you put them down, if you've got a really daggy phone cover, you never forget your phone.
Exactly.
If you've got just a run of the mill black cover or anything, they're the ones you leave on the seat. Or
so when you disappear at 9:30 this morning, don't walk out with mine because there's some numbers on mine that I don't want you to have.
What do you think? Mine's a pristine, you know.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
All righto, let's get cracking because we are starting to run out of time at 8:10.
We've finished at 10 to 9 every week for the last month.
We're on fire the last
Melbourne
few weeks.
Melbourne finished at 9:15.
What about the cracking from Duff early?
If you're listening to Melbourne today, I'll be doing the Melbourne preview. So, Maxi, if you're doing the Gold Coast, about 20 to 10 we'll get to you.
You'll be right. Yeah. All right, the market for today's Tab Highway.
Yeah, it's a Class 2 event today, over 1,100 metres, and Jumper Leeds is the first horse we start with. It's a $34 chance. Rioli at $16. So Magnifique is at $18. Girls Already are out, no deduction. Eleazar at $14. Galaxy Force at $4.80. Gem Dealer with the winkers off at $6.50. Lady Demi is an $8 chance. Den Miss at $41. Charlotte's Heart with a tongue tie on at $19. Philadora is at $18. Rev It Up Red Knight for Red Nut for Tash Burley. Morning Tash, you'll be driving up at the moment at $26. Ballerina Magic is the $4.20 favourite. Out of Reach with a lugging bit on but the blinkers off at $10. And Drake the Pirate with concussion plates on the front is a $26 pop. A little bit of the most popular runner overall is Lady Demi. And she's got nearly double the investment of Gem Dealer. There's already been some good bit of money for Lady Demi this morning, but unchanged at the $8. Been 8 for a couple of days now. Did go up 11. Second pick, as I said, Gem Dealer, who went up 8, got into 6, goes back to 6.50. And the third pick is Ballerina Magic, who's been 4.60, 4.80, into as short as 4, and back to $4.20. They're the top three on the highway.
And Simon, 1,100 Tab Highway. Does that spell out pace?
Yeah, they'll definitely fly, Andrew. We did lose a bit of speed with the emergencies not gaining a start, but they'll still fly here. So Magnifique, Out of Reach from the inside, Galaxy Force, Drake the Pirate, Ballerina Magic and Eleazar from out wide. So they'll dead set fly as they usually do, Ron.
Yeah, yep, they'll run along and Out of Reach will box here from an inside draw as well with a little bit of speed. Look, I know he has to probably do a bit of work here early, but I quite like this horse, Galaxy Force. He's had a month in a trial since that Sandown run where he did a bit of work in the run, and I think that's a good enough form reference for this. Before spelling, he was good at Corowa. First up, he was good at Wagga. I just feel this is a race that lacks an up-and-comer, and this could well be one, Galaxy Force. So with the claim here, an acceptable draw, on speed to a certain extent, I want to be with him. I think the danger is Lady Demi. She set up her consistent highway form of late here at Randwick, and she also gets the claim here for Brock Ryan. So she's in the mix somewhere. I wouldn't be surprised if Rioli at odds number two is charging home at the finish here. I like the last bit of his work there at the Gold Coast last start, and he's capable of an upset. And the best of the rest is the favourite here, Ballerina Magic. She's only a 3-year-old, and she's still in a first racing preparation. But the two Tamworth wins are solid enough. Although I do feel that she's well found. 6, 8, 2, and 13.
I'm sure you watched her last win at Tamworth. Duff, did you think she got the photo on the replay?
No, I
did not. I couldn't believe it, she won.
No, she was deceptive.
It was very deceptive. I'll go with Gem Dealer here. I know when you look at a form in the book, By Done Deal should be better, possibly you'd think at a mile, but I just think the way these highways are generally run, they're so strongly run up front. It's generally the strongest late will get over. So I think the 1,100... Well, it looks short, judging on her form last time in. She's got proper form in the book and does appear well placed in this class too. I thought her trial at Scone was very good. Just finding the line late. They find Nash, who is absolutely flying. Just having a look at Nash's record, 21% overall at Randwick from close to 500 rides. So quite an incredible record on the home deck in Sydney. So I think if she gets the right splits, I think she can be strong late. Lady Demi rates well in this, continues to race well. Number 13, Ballerina Magic. Yeah, I'm not sure how she got that photo. Very deceptive. But is a filly heading the right way? Although this is a big step up in grade for her. So agree with Duff, is well found. And of the rest, number 14, Out of Reach. Beaten at the last two starts. But I think Duff's right. She gets a nice, cosy run from that inside draw. And if produced, she can run well. But I think Gem Dealer will be strong late with the power of Nash. My numbers 7, 8, 13 and 14.
Darren Flindell calling all the action. He likes Lady Demi here for Terry Robinson, who loves winning these sort of races. 8 on top to beat 6, 13 and 7 from Darren in the Tab Highway. Race 2, the City Tats Club Cup, a benchmark 78 race. Munns over the mile.
Yeah, now we've just opened a new market here because we've gone to a seven-horse field.
With the stretching of plus number 6.
Yes, so this is a benchmark 78 over the mile. Valentino Rossa is at $6.50. Travancore at $4.20. Cyber Intervention is a $5 chance. Great Glen, thank you, at $34. Missy Beale, $4.60. Plaisir out this morning, no deduction. Adana, $3.40 and favourite. And the promise is a $10 chance. So I'll get away from that market because it means nothing. It's only holding 1,900 that's been invested so far this morning. Go back to the old one. And Adana is easily the best supported runner here. Roughly a third of that market. Went up as much as 440. 440 into 4 into 350 in that market. Second pick would have been Travancore and then Valentino Rossa. So they've given Travancore a push this morning, 4 to 420. Adana was 350, now 340. And Valentino Rossa was 7, now 650. Cyber Intervention, 480 out to 5. Missy Beale, 480 out into 460.
Okay, so that's now a new market with that seven-horse field. Hey, Simon, they spoke about it earlier. What are you going to come up with leading here?
Yeah, sort of default to Missy Beale. Just on the setup, 2,000 back to a mile. I think they'll want to press the button with a given that looks to be no speed. I had Travancore possibly pressing forward from out wide, but then looking at the official maps, I probably don't want to ride him out of his comfort zone, so he goes back. Great Glen can possibly press over with Missy Beale. The rest, I think Adana, they have to use that draw, Ronnie, with a lack of speed.
Oh, they have to. They have to. Even though it mightn't be in his comfort zone, but if they're not going hard... Anyway, we'll leave that to Karen. He can judge the speed beautifully here. And I agree, the last time Missy Beale won, she led. That's a long time ago, but it's the last time she led, she won. So that tells you something here. And just listening to Joe this morning, he's open to all options with Cyber Intervention. So don't be surprised. We overread the speed maps in these races, and everyone's aware of it. So I'm expecting more speed than what we actually are seeing at the moment. Old mate here, Adana, I just can't get away with him. Get away from him. You just can't pen him through that last run because we never saw daylight at any stage. I know I'm sounding like a broken record. You go back through some of the races that he's run in as a three-year-old, and he just destroys this field with 53.5 kilos. Randwick here, big track. I have to give him another chance. I think Travancore is the danger. He's just flying for the new stable. Very dominant winning last time. Second horse has come out and won since. He's going really well, Valentino Rossa, but he's just one-dimensional. What you see is what you get out the back, and he rattles off good sectionals, but his early speed is against him. So maybe the smaller field here of seven runners will suit him. And best of the rest is number 8, The Promise. Interests me a little. Good draw, 52 kilos, third up at a mile. Could do something. 7218.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie. We're a forgiving bunch, punters, and I think you have to obviously forgive Adana that first up run. Very interested to see what the market does in this race. He started 4-1 there last start, was obviously a drifter on track, so I think he will get back out. Judging by the map, I think Missy Beale will be rock solid, looks the leader. As you touched on, Travancore brings good figures into it. So it's going to be a very interesting market late, but certainly with Adana on his form, we touched on prior to his first up run, it's just better than these. Down in the weights, I think if he gets clear air, he should certainly be hard to hold out. I think the danger is 5, Missy Beale. I don't mind the setup back in trip to the mile. I'm hoping they lead with her. Tim Clark, great on front runners. And I think she can give a bit of cheek out in front. I think she'll be hard to run down. Travancore, absolutely flying. Really impressive performance last start. Race doesn't suit, but in saying that, in the small field, he shouldn't be too far off them. So he should be, again, strong late. And Cyber Intervention, just too bad to be true last start. Two efforts prior were rock solid. Back to that level of form, and he can be thereabouts. But Adana, he's waited to win in this. Out to a mile, I think he's going to be hard to beat. My number's 7, 5, 2 and 3.
For Darren, he's also with Adana here, number 7, to beat 5, 2 and 1. 7, 5, 2 and 1 for Darren in race number 2. And by the way, don't forget the bonus bet offers are there today for races 1 to 3. Normal, but if you're in a venue, the venue mode, you get a couple of extra races on that as well, races 4 and 5. So 1 to 3 here at Randwick, and if you're in a venue, races 4 and 5 as well.
Yeah, and opt in via the with your app.
Yeah.
You opt into venue mode there, and you know, a lot of people now, they go, oh, but you know, what about the commission? I said, don't worry. Yeah, the commission still goes to your even if you're in an agency, you know. And
it still goes there.
Yeah, a lot of people like to actually bet on their phone now. You know, everything's on their phone. And, well, there's nothing worse than being behind the bloke that's having $3,001 trifectas on race 10 at Toowoomba at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and you're behind him trying to have a bet.
Yeah, exactly. No, we've always been there, yeah.
They always win when you don't get on them.
Yeah. Race 3, the first of the big features today.
Yeah, the Luxury Network up-and-coming stakes here, a Group 3 for three-year-olds, a quality handicap over 1,300 metres, and a theory is an $8 chance. Lucicello at $5. True Detective, the $2.40 favourite. Mandela, they've had another go at him today. Blinkers Co On and the Winkers Come Off, Mandela, and it's a $12 chance. Superium is at $6. Avon River is at $23. Deference at $19. Edison at $19. Famous is a $14 chance. And Pandano at $71. Already this morning, well-supported True Detective. He's $2.50 to $2.40 this morning, and he sat $2.50 since Thursday morning. So now $2.50 to $2.40, easily the most popular runner in front of Lucicello, and they're two-thirds of the investment on the race between them. It is Daylight third pick.
Back on a good four, as we know here today. A few of these have been running on wet tracks like Edison and the like, but this is an up-and-coming. What's the pace like?
Yeah, I think it should be solid, Andrew. Speed drawn inside and out. I think Edison and Pandano look to come across from their wide draws. Deference kicks up and certainly looks to hold the lead from the inside. True Detective and Famous look to trail those lead trios. So looks to be a solid enough pace, Ron.
Yeah, there does look to be a solid enough pace here for sure. I was taken with this horse, Superium's first up run. I was more taken with the horse. More so than the run, maybe. I just think he's got something to offer. I think he'll come out of that race and improve. I feel a 1,300 will suit him, and as Joe said, he might just travel a little bit better. And, you know, he's a kilo better off here with Lucicello, and I think he probably has not just a kilo, but I think he has a length or two up his sleeve to improve more than her. I've got him on top. I think he's obviously a good tip here, True Detective. He's back to the dry here. He seems to map better than he did the other day when he missed the start, and he's very well fancied. No knock on Lucicello. She was back in distance is the key last time, and it didn't suit her. So 1,300 now is absolutely ideal at the top of her fitness. And number 9 Famous beat nothing there at Newcastle, but he did it with style, indicating he's a much stronger horse. I love the turn of speed he showed, and if there's an upset, it could be him. Although, we'll talk about this horse the other night. I've seen worse 100-to-1 chances, or $71 chances than Pandano. I think he's got something, Pandano. And Paul Perry, I think, has upset it in this race in the past. So I want to have a look at him and could easily throw him into a wild, you know, trifecta for his 4, 5, 3, 2, and 9.
Yeah, all over True Detective here. Found it a really tricky day to really nail one down, but he's the best bet of the day for mine. He's been rock solid in two starts back. Bumped into a pretty smart colt first up. It was a good gap back to third. And then last start, obviously the start was costly for him. Narrowly beaten behind Miss Steed. I think that's given him the perfect platform for this. Third up. Up to 1,300. J-Mac takes over from an inside draw. If he begins well, he gets into a lovely stalking position, and he looks to get a jump on his stablemate, Lucicello. So I think he's going to be very hard to beat. Looks to have a bit of upside. We earmarked him off his debut win at Rose Hills. So he's one we've been waiting for. Firm deck, 1,300. I think we'll see the real True Detective stand up today and be very hard to beat. I think the danger is his stablemate, Lucicello. She was very good back in trip. behind Dawn Passage there. Just the likely fact she's going to concede True Detective a start, although they may look to settle a bit closer now out to 1300. She's getting a long way back in her two starts prior, but I think if she can settle closer, she can certainly give the favourite a test, but I think he'll still be too good. Superium, off his maiden preparation, would have marked him hundreds in that race first up, but the market knew. He started 12-1 and ran accordingly, only really narrowly beaten. He should improve off that and certainly looks a progressive type. And number one, Aetheory, gives weight away to the boys here, but I thought she was solid enough first up. I think she should improve further, and Hugh Bowman goes aboard. So a big to light there, but yeah, certainly all over True Detective. If he begins well, she'll be hard to beat. My numbers 3, 2, 5, and 1.
Box similar from Darren Flindell. He likes Luchicello, number 2, to beat 3, 5 and 1. 2, 3, 5 and 1 in the up and coming, which is race 3 today. And those bonus bets, races 1, 2 and 3, and in the venue, races 4 and 5 as well. We're going okay. It's good. I'm happy to be back. Sitting next to you, Munns, Duff, Simon, giving us the information. There's nothing like a Saturday morning when we're all together.
Geez, Andrew, you sound like the lotteries division. You're up on your toes and everything like that.
I need the run.
You happy with the lotteries division of the business?
I haven't.
I am. I'm very, very happy.
Ron's just looked at my hair.
You haven't put a colour in your hair.
A colour? You're kidding. I'm getting like you. I'm holding on to every little bit that I've got.
I'll tell you what, the photo you posted the other day, I thought you'd been in a health farm. You know, looked as though you'd lost 3 stone the other day.
With the short sleeves and the... Yeah. Bernie wanted me to wear that.
1937, those T-shirts went out of fashion, but, you know, you're trying to bring them back in anyway. Yeah. Did you get any sun while you're on holiday?
They still wear them in Canberra. Let's take a break. This is Racing...
They wear cardigans in Canberra, too.
This is Racing HQ.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have a filly with fabulous looks by Lonro. Champion 3-year-old, champion miler, horse of the year and champion sire with 83 stakes winners. From Mona Leisha, a city-winning 2-year-old, our filly is a half-sister to 4 winners, including Group 3 place Billy the Kid. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this lovely Lonro filly at $12,925 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet and just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. Leaving Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel, you'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the clash of the old and the new cultures. Next up, trackside and allocated seats among 200,000 locals to witness the cup itself. Then, jump onto the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji to the traditional heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop or simply marvel at the ancient delights. Or even better, extend to Hong Kong for International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
We're previewing Royal Randwick on this fine and sunny day. 25 degrees, a good four. Simon Dinopoulos, Ron Dubbasy and Glenn Munsey all with us going through the program. And Glenn, we're up to race 4.
Yeah, it's the Gold Coast Turf Club Trophy here. Gold Coast racing today at Aquas Park. And they've got the race named after them here, the fourth on the program. This is a benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres. We start with Attention Run with an eight, who is an $8 chance. Scholarly at $5. Not a single cent. Came out yesterday. 9 cents a winner, 9 cents a place. Desert Path is at $16. Our candidate at $2 and favourite. Another Eclipse out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Kelstorm at 18, Gayatri at 10, De Beer out on Thursday, 4 cents the win and 4 cents a place. Waka with the earmuffs on today is a $10 chance. Kirata Princess at 26. Mac Denife runs at the Gold Coast, scratched on Thursday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Yerala Boy at 26, and Not a Bad Harada is a $71 chance. Tick over a half the total investment here on our candidate. There's been a few scratchings, but it was gone $2, $1.95, $2 over the last sort of 36 hours, back to $2 now after it did go up $1.95 this morning. It's easily the best supported runner, and not a great deal between the top two here, Scholarly and Attention Run.
We've lost with a little bit of pace here with the scratchings, a few out here.
Yeah, fortunately, Scholarly's still running, so it should, you'd imagine, roll along at an even enough tempo. Yerala Boy and Attention Run, I'd imagine, press forward. I saw the Racing South Wales speed map tag Gayatri going forward from that draw, so interesting to see if they do elect to roll forward with her from out wide. She's had no luck this time in, so I'm hoping they do. I've got her on top, but yeah, it doesn't, just an even tempo, Ron.
They like to roll with their horses, Waterhouse Spot, just to be left alone. And I'm very nervous about him here. He just continues to firm, doesn't he? And there was indication he's getting back on track. I've got the stablemates on top here. I'm leaning to the favourite, our candidate. I just can't get out of my mind how easy it was for him the other day. I know he got all those breaks up on the inside, but Windows come out and bolted in last week in Brisbane. He looks a strong stayer. He's got a beautiful draw to rail up and pinch the runs again here. I do see Australian Bloodstock have marked him under the odds here today, the owners, and they assess their horses pretty well.
He wasn't overly bullish about Attention Run either. He's worried about the jump from 2,000 to 2,400.
He's saying next time for Attention Run. Mm. I was nervous about her. I like the first up win. She just looked like a horse wanting further last start with the big weight, but I've still got her in. I must say I'm nervous about these next two horses. Gayatri, if I do hear she's going forward, I could easily make a case for her. Just excuses galore there the other day. And Scholarly, well, he's a winner. He's got a really good winning strike rate. And now that he showed that improvement, I'd expected a game with a soft lead and Nash to stand over him. 5-1, and I was thinking they held the race, the two stablemates, but now I'm thinking the other two are right in play here. 5-1, 8-2.
Yeah, one aside, similar numbers for me, Ronnie. I want to be with Gayatri. I think she's ready now, fourth up, going to 2,400 metres. As she missed the start last start, just watched the replay, just had no luck. I'm not sure she would have won, but I think she would have been around the mark. And if she'd finished sort of in the trifecta there, she'd be a lot shorter today. So I think we're getting good each way odds. I'm not sure if they will press forward from that draw. I'm sure we'll be notified if they are going to press forward. But I'm happy to side with her each way. She's certainly got the talent to be winning this today on her form last preparation. She looks, on paper, her form's been awful this time in. But I think this is realistically the first race she's had a winning chance in. So happy to side with her. The knock for me with our candidate is the price. He's up 3.5 kilos in the same grade, and he was 4-1 last start, and you're taking evens today. So I always find that a bit hard to swallow, but he won for fun. Brenton barely flinched a muscle winning on him last start. Just got the dream run, which is another query for me, but can win. I just think certainly well found. Number one, Attention Run, third up 2,400. Interesting if she is a run short, but I think she sets up well here and has the ability. And number 10, Waka. She continues to race well, just got too far back last start, but I think she can work home into the finish. But happy to side with Gayatri each way here. My numbers 8, 5, 1 and 10.
Darren Flindell is with you, Gayatri number 8, and it will be interesting to see if there's any announcements from the stewards regarding tactics, but 8 on top to beat 5, 2 and 1 from Darren in race 4. By the way, for people waking up, the Nunthorpe at York run overnight, 10 sovereigns was in the race, but really disappointing. Finished about 6th or 7th, no zip at all. There was no of that July Cup win. It was won by Batash for Charlie Hills, ran away, won by about 4 or 5 lengths, but no 10 sovereigns. Mm. No.
10 sovereigns went like tuppence.
It did. It did.
For those older people listening on the radio this morning.
Simon?
I know, but I'd love to see Batash race Nature Strip down the straight, 1,000 metres, the speedball's going at it. But interesting to see, is that a more of a positive chance of 10 sovereigns coming for the Everest? I mean, if he won, he's probably got a stud career. So is that? I'm not sure how to read that in terms of him coming out. Mm.
I'll text Coolmore and see whether... I'd say off the run, it was pretty fair. It was... Yeah, there was just no zip at all.
You'd have to say no.
So what do they do? Do they go yes, yes, yes? Do they go something of theirs here? It'll be interesting what Coolmore...
There's a lot of options.
Yeah.
Did you see Nature Strip settle the other day?
Yeah.
How good was it, Ronnie? Yeah.
And when you say settle, he's still not... quiet as a mouse, but he went a lot better. And you could see James intentionally just wanted to get him up the bum of the thing in front of him all the time. Didn't want to sort of hook around him and give him a rev up. He just made sure he just got up on his bum to get him. It's all an education process. Yeah. You think teaching a five-year-old. Yeah, he's still teaching a five-year-old how to race.
A couple of months ago, you would have marked him 66-1 to settle and run 1,200. You're getting into about 2-1 now.
Yeah, no, exactly. You spoke about that on Putter's Postmortem, which is really up and about on the Monday, and Munns will be back on Sky Sports Radio on Monday as well.
Funeral to go.
Let's hope so. Let's hope
the
not.
The older you get, the more you go.
Yeah, I know, the more you go.
Righto, let's get to the Daly. They've got their signs up and about around here. They sponsor the Princess Series again with the Australian Turf Club and the Silver Shadow.
Yeah, over 1,200 metres. And we've got Tenley as a $5 chance. Flit at $4.80. Libertini, $1.70 and favourite. Got a lovely story to tell about Libertini. I've got his name, Andrew, so hang on to your hat. You don't even know this. Villamai is at $14. Let It Pour at $13. Luchicello out Wednesday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Catwalk out. Pretty Brazen at $18. Steel, and it's got blinkers on today, Pretty Brazen. Steel Diamond at $34 and Mistress Mouse out, no deduction. Well, we've gone to a new market now with the seven runners, but all week it has been Libertini, Libertini, Libertini. Went up 190, was 175, now into 170. And how it got its name, Libertini. Mm. Jerry's been playing tennis with a chap that I know, Mario Libertini. Mario's from
we'll be running late now.
La Piazza at Bankstown Sports Club.
Okay.
He's been playing tennis with Jerry for 28 years. They're the only Libertinis in Australia, and he asked Jerry to name a horse
after him.
After his family.
Okay.
And this is it, Libertini.
Yeah, fantastic
not
story.
A stiff, yeah. It was in the paper.
Not everyone reads the paper. I'll go with Munsey on this occasion.
What's the paper?
Exactly.
Is it different to the wireless?
I still like my paper thrown over the fence.
Gee, we're running late here. What's the pace like in the Silver Shadow?
Looks to only be two now with Mistress Mouse coming out. I think Villamai can lead. Although listening to Tommy, I wouldn't be surprised if Libertini presses up from the inside. But they look to be the two. Let It Pour won't be too far away. And possibly Pretty Brazen from the inside. But the two speed horses look to be Villamai and Libertini.
I think the scratching of Mistress Mouse has really taken away probably the chances of these back markers, unless she wants to overdo it, Villamai, but it's advantage on speed now, and it has to be Libertini 3. Tommy's aware of the situation. He uses confidence with this filly, and let's hope she goes to the line with this this hype that's put on her. I think justified. Flit, I love. I can't wait for her to get to the mile. Tenley, can't deny her dry track form. And four, Villamai is going to run a lot better race than what you think here, just getting relaxed. It's just whether how long Libertini waits to put paid to her. If she waits a bit long, Villamai can run second. 3, 2, 1, and 4.
Yeah, same first four for me. I've actually got Tenley on top. I think I've been waiting for her to get back onto a dry track and I think going to get $5 when she started 4.80 in a slipper. I've got to, got to side with her today. I think, she showed how good a filly she was. As mentioned, she started second favourite in the Golden Slipper. So she was the best filly leading into that as a two-year-old, just didn't handle the wet tracks. Blinkers go on today. I do agree the speed coming out doesn't really help her, but, gee, she's a nice filly, and I'd be sick if I wasn't on her today. Libertini, just the price is the one question mark for me. Her trials have looked outstanding, but when you look at the times, it's a bit concerning. Gone four lengths slower than Ball in her latest trial and five and a half lengths slower the last 600. So that's the one knock for me. She obviously looks very good, but I could mark her odds on against the two Godolphin fillies. Flit, a big watch, but she'll be better towards October. And Villamai, I think, can give a bit of cheek out in front, but I've got to be with Tenley at the price. My numbers 1, 3, 2, and 4.
Darren Flindell goes Libertini number 3 to beat 1, 4 and 2. 3, 1, 4 and 2. Glyn Schofield not riding in race 8. It was his only ride for the day. Race 8 number 7, My Expression, a replacement to come there. We move to race number 6 now over the 1200.
Yeah, the Moston Copper Show County here, and Dreamforce, as John Thompson told us yesterday, is a scratching. So 5 cents a win at 6 cents a place coming out this morning. Dothraki at $21. Bonami at $7. Conte Patiro is at $13. Delectation Girl at $26. Cascadian with the lagging bit on at $5.50. Deprive is the $3.20 favourite. Handsome Thief came out on Wednesday. It's running at the Coast, I think. 3 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Art Lee's back at the races today with bar plates on the hind. And it's had corrective throat surgery. It's Aurora, or was Aurora, Art Lee. It's $101. Mandillion with the lugging bit on at $34. Cattersby at $34. Trope with the winkers on at $5. Baller with a tongue tie on at $6. And Liz Doonvana out, no deduction. Deprive was the first horse they went into on Wednesday when the prices went up. $4.60 into $3.20. It's got back to $3.30, back into $3.20 with the scratching of Dreamforce. It's got roughly four times the amount of money on than Trope, and just behind Trope is Baller, and then Market Order, Cascadian and Bonamy.
No surprise yesterday, Anthony Cummings saying a good run from Baller will be putting his name up in Everest Light, so we'll wait and see on that today. Mandillion under a new stable, is he the leader, Simon?
I'm not too sure. I didn't think over 1200 she could lead these. To be honest, I thought she'd be midfield, but interesting to see what they do. Cattersby, Conte Partiro look to press forward from their inside draws. Bonami at his best when pressing forward. Dothraki, the old champ, he'll roll forward. Baller ridden back in his trials or just off the speed, so I don't think he'll be in the speed battle, but he won't be far away. Your favourite Deprive drawn inside, hoping not to kick up, but not get too far back, Ron.
Yeah, I'm not as bullish about the speed in this race as most. I see Racing and Sports have Cattersby leading, and I can understand that from 1100, although he took a sit in a slowish race the other day. And Racing New South Wales have it a fast early tempo. I'm not so sure we've got a designated here. Like you said, the two that we've got behind Cattersby here, Mandillion and Contepatiro, are hardly 1200 metre horses. Mm. Bonami could go forward, but a risk at the distance. Maybe Tommy will give Trope a kick in the ribs, and that's probably why Baller has continued to firm with this map here. I'm having a second look at this race, and I'm a bit worried about it, how to read it. But let's see how it unfolds. I'm not letting him get away from me, Trope. I think he's a very good horse. I know he lacks the experience of a few, but I'm convinced he's a top liner in the making. Cascadian, it sounds like you're negative out the back run on. He'll be the flashing light. Some of his French runs are great. Loved his trial. Negative from the stable, probably not ready. Deprived, no knock. At least he's got a draw to adapt to tempo here. And it hasn't been beaten since last November. And look out, she doesn't run well here, contra to Patiro. I was sort of marking her a miler, but when Gay and Adrian start these horses off in a short course race and put the blinkers on, you know they're serious. And invariably they put their best foot forward. 12, 6, 7 and 4.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Trope, I think one of the gambles of the day for me came a long way in a short period of time in his first prep, and very similar to their old star, Chautauqua. Ended the Hawkesbury Guineas, rated 107, and then we saw what Chautauqua did when he came back. So to be at that level after only four starts, I agree, Ronnie. I think he is a top liner. I think his latest trial suggests he's back in good order. Interesting to see how the race does pan out speed-wise. I'm just hoping they bunch up coming into the turn, or Tommy gets a back to follow. If he does, I think he's going to be extremely hard to hold out. He's very well placed down in the weights. He should be storming home into the finish. I think the danger is number 7, Deprive. Interesting from that inside draw. Generally don't like back markers drawn inside, but hopefully can kick up and show a bit more gate speed, or certainly race more tractable in this grade, because it gets harder as you get up in grade getting further back. So he's obviously flying. He's well set up. James seemed pretty confident this morning. He should be running well. Number 13, Baller. I thought he's trialled really well. Touched on how quick his latest trial was. a bit of confidence in the camp, expect him to run well. And I think he lobs into a perfect spot if there isn't a lot of speed on up front. He probably gets first crack ahead of both ball, ahead of both Trope, and Deprive. And number six, Cascadian, I think he's the Epsom horse for Godolphin. It's a shame. He's probably going to have a few runs and going to have to let him go around. By the time he's ready to win, there won't be much of a price. But he's a really, really talented horse, and I do think he's a big chance for the Epsom on his French form. So very interested to see how he returns or lines up in his first start in Australia. But with Trope, he's certainly a talent, and he can be winning first up here. My number's 12, 7, 13 and 6.
Yeah, Darren Flindell completes the trio with Trope. He likes it as well, number 12, to beat 6, 7 and 3. 12, 6, 7 and 3. And don't forget the odds and evens, because you can look at these races and you can play split as well as odd or even. So you can do that. And
I thought you were still talking about Croatia when you said split.
No, I stopped at split. It's a way to play the odds and evens and splitting it up. And if you listen to the boys this morning, there are occasions where they're going odds and evens, so you can play the split. So be a part of that today, and long may we play. Back in a moment.
Mendelssohn, you couldn't compose a better pedigree. A half-brother to 11-time Grade 1 winner, Beholder.
Beholder's going to go all the way.
And leading sire, Into Mischief.
Into Mischief wins the cup. Call Futurity.
The most versatile performer from this most brilliant family.
And full flight for the wire. Mendelssohn will go all the way.
Scat Daddy's best bred son at stud.
Mendelssohn by a conservative 17 lengths.
Mendelssohn, standing now at Coolmore.
You've won the plumbing contract. Now, all you need is to hire the extra staff and the equipment to deliver the project. So, you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings spluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, we're previewing the big Group 1 race at Royal Randwick on a fine and sunny day. It's the Group 1 Winx Stakes.
Yes, and there'll be plenty of Winx stuff out here today. I heard Brett Devine before. You get your photo taken. There'll be photos here. The Winx letters are here from her last race start, and this is her race, the Winx Stakes, over 1,400 metres. And Avilius at $3.50 is favourite. Happy Clapper with the blinkers on, the winkers off, and the sketches on at $4.20. Le Romaine at $18. Best of Days back as a gelding today at $21. Kings Will Dream, he's got a lugging bit on. He's coming back. Of course, he broke his pelvis in the Cox Plate, and it's a $12 chance. Summer Doubt at $34. Invincible Gem at $13. Unforgotten with a tongue tie on at $11. Young Star with a tongue tie on at $41. And Very Elegant is a $4 chance. Well, the big three here are the big three market wise. Most popular runner is Avilius. Was 350 in the all-in market. Opened 310. It's got back out to 350, but the most popular runner. Happy Clapper second pick, and just behind it is Very Elegant.
Who takes it up?
Yeah, Summer Doubt looks your leader. Invincible Gem from that inside draw. I think the Clapper can certainly press forward. He's set outside the lead, the course and distance. And La Romaine from out wide, I imagine they come over. So Clapper might just trail in the 1-1, Ron.
Yeah, he's raced on the speed and raced well before. He's very adaptable, the Clapper. look, I can't see that why they're set against Avilius here. I know there's a lot of good judges that are just saying this is the lay of the day, more than a lot. And I'm looking at you too, Glenn. And I don't see where you've got your evidence from. You know, we're talking about it. I'd be different if he'd already...
He's unbeaten this way of going. He's unbeaten in Sydney.
He's unbeaten in Sydney. And everyone's saying, oh, 1,400. He's never been tried at 1,400.
I'm just estimating he's going to be...
Estimating. So there's no figures there to back yourself up.
I think he's closer to a $4.50 chance than a $3.00.
Well, I hope he gets to $4.50 because I'll be betting accordingly.
Have you got Clapper favourite, Glenn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Clapper's got to be third fence. At absolute worst, trailing Summer Doubt. He's only got Lure Romaine to come across outside him. Huey's just going to be straight there. And if you have a look, everyone says, oh, geez, he trialled bad, heavy Clapper. Have a look at his last 75 metres in the trial the other day and tell me that he didn't want to find the line.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but he's...
The other thing that worried me, Avilius, that trial was very, very poor time the other day. The stayers that kept up in that trial have run since and got lapped.
You're going to take notice of times with a horse of the record.
But I didn't think he was as brilliant as everyone wants to tell you in the trial, Avilius. I think he could have done a lot more in that trial.
Won a special... very elegant. Happy Clapper. I'll be the first one to get on my toes and clap if he gets home, the old boy. And Summer Doubt will run a cheeky race from the front. I know he's not a weight for age horse, but just race shape might help him into the first four here. Then there is a really good push around for Unforgotten today. 1, 10, 2, and 6.
Yeah, very similar numbers, Ronnie, with you, with Avilius. He's a new kid on the block. I think he gets his chance to stamp himself as the best horse in the country here. I know Melbourne won't want to hear that with Mystic Journey, but firmly in his corner heading towards the Cox Plate. And as you touched on, we haven't seen him short of a mile, but they're just different preps. His first prep in Oz, they got into a Melbourne Cup. The Cox Plate's obviously the grand final this time in, so certainly think he can sprint well fresh. And I think weight for age, 1,400, he's got that turn of foot. I think it suits him, so I think he's going to be really hard to beat. The Clapper, the more I look at it, the more I get nervous. Are we reading too much into a trial? I think possibly. I think he wouldn't be surprised to do see him start favourite today. I just had a quick look at his record. When you look in Sydney, short of a mile, he's run top two. The last time he missed a top two in Sydney was running around fourth in the Epson in 2016, beaten half a length behind Horaki. So 11 starts, 7 of them in Group 1s. He's run top two. So if you can forgive his trial, he's going to run a monster here, the Clap. The 10, very elegant. She's one I'd be opposing, 1,400 fast ground. She's never beat anything of note. She's the one I'd be happy to oppose at the top of the market, but, you know, happy to see her prove me wrong. And La Romaine, just too bad to be true first up. He went awful. So I think he can bounce back second up. But Avilius, I'm confident he's a real deal. He'll be hard to beat. My numbers 1, 2, 10 and 3.
And Darren Flindell likes Avilius as well. Number 1 to be 2, 7 and 10. 1, 2, 7 and 10. So the trio are all over Avilius in the Group 1 Wink Stakes. The Toy Show quality is race 8.
Yes, and we start with Alassio here, who's a $17 chance. Actually went up 21 this morning. I wrote down now 17. Kiyomichi is at $6. Dyslexic is at $8.50, and it went up 10 this morning. Mizzy is at $4.40, and that price makes it favourite. We've got Soothing at $8.50. Brook Magic at $23. My Expression waiting for a rider for it at $34. Notation is at $6.50. Merrill is a $10 chance. We've got Split Lip. Jason Collar can ride one over here at $54, $81. Gold Finch at $61. Into the Abyss at $13. Agent Pippa is a $12 chance. Blur Roach out, no deduction. And Tell Me Luke Curry can ride one over here at $54, a $23 pop. Well, Mizzy was the one they went straight into on Wednesday. How it went up $9 would be one of the modern mysteries of the world. Was into $5 and keeps being supported at the $4.40. Has doubled the investment of Kiyomichi, second pick, and it's drifting. Next pick is Notation.
Pace here?
Fast. Andrew, looks to be plenty of speed. It's more who's going to go back in the field. So I'd imagine they're certainly going to roll a long run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mizzy just sits a couple of lengths off from here. She's trialling like a bomb. Plenty of positive things about her. 53, good barrier, hard to beat. 1,200, you'd say, a good thing. But still one of the better bets of the day. Kiyomichi, all eyes are on her. Dry track resuming. They're saying whatever she does, she's going to improve on. There's just no pushes around her. Merrill's had a longer break, but trial up okay. A notation. Beautiful draw. Johnny on the spot with a race residual fitness edge. She could get pinch some black type here. 4.298.
Yeah, I want to be with Merrill. We haven't seen her since the spring. I think she's trialled up well enough. Tricky gate, but I think she gets into a running line here, and I think she can certainly blouse them down in the weights with Brenton aboard. Danger clearly, Mizzy. She's well set up for this. Has trialled like a bomb. Certainly can run well. Can't discount Kiyomichi. She'll be one of the runners on speed. I think she'll give a bit of cheek out in front. And number 12, Into the Abyss, my old girl. I think she can sprint well fresh here. Trialled up well enough for her. 1,100 short of her best, but don't be surprised to see her hit the line late. But really tricky race. But I've got Merrill on top each way. And my numbers 9, 4, 2 and 12.
Darren Flindell likes Missy number 4 to beat 3, 2 and 8. 4, 3, 2 and 8. And the market for the last here just after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, the Cogaroo handicap here, a benchmark 88 over 1,400 metres, and Rodrigo back at the races today, blinkers off at $151. Fortensky at $23. Sweet Deal is an $8.50 chance. Dealmaker back as a gelding today at $13. Milkman with the nasal strip on at $10. Mortar Gain out, no deduction. Prime Candidate, $3.80. The Avenger at $8.50. Dissolute is a $41 chance. Got Unders, out no deduction. Rohirrim, the $2.15 favourite. Sheriff John Stone out on Thursday, 1 cent the deduction there, nothing the place. And Cariff with the blinkers off today is a $26 chance. Rohirrim has overtaken Prime Candidate as the most popular runner. It was all Prime Candidate till basically last night. Rohirrim overtook it as the most popular runner, and the third pick is a mile away.
Got a couple of minutes here, Simon, so a brief pace.
Yeah, Prime Candidate, I think, leads it fairly comfortably. Dissolute and Fortensky press up Rahir, and I think settles a lot closer from that inside draw. But I think Prime Candidate gets his own way, Ron.
He does. It looks a two-horse race to me, and just race shape. If the leaders are still getting a fair go, he wins Prime Candidate. I like this horse. I love what he did the other day, run fast time. Rohirrim's got work to do, but maybe ridden a little closer at 1,400 from a better draw. Best long shot is Cariff, resuming off a Queensland prep. Loved the trial. And Dealmaker's a huge watch. He hasn't seen this class ever. 7-11, 13-4.
Yeah, agree. Only two numbers in the quaddy, 11 and 7. I'll lean the way over here and expect him to get out. I think he's short enough. His figures first up, with, I'm going to say, pretty putrid for him. So interesting to see what the market does, but I think he'll bounce off that. And on his form last time in, he's certainly well placed. So him on top from Prime Candidate gets all the favours on speed. I think they're the only two real logistic winning chances. The Avenger won well last start. And if you're going wider in your quaddy, Dealmaker is a blowout. He can sprint well fresh. But yeah, 11 and 7 clearly in the last from 8 and 4.
Darren Flindell goes 7, 11, 4 and 13. 7, 11, 4 and 13.
Geez, the odds will pay nothing in the last, will it? Everyone 7 and 11.
Exactly. Yeah, you're so right. Simon, you were pretty keen about True Detective.
Yeah, hopefully you get the money early, Andrew, in the up-and-coming. He's a really promising colt. And keen to back Trope 2 in the show county, race 6, number 12.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Yeah, good betting.
And Duff?
Yeah, good betting day. But I like the last three races. I'll say Avilius and Prime Candidate, the two best, but I could back a lot of horses today.
Duff, enjoy it. We'll get all your coverage right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy, Simon Denopoulos, the Tabs, Glenn Munsey with all the markets, completing our preview for Winx Stakes Day. If you're around Sydney, come on out. Fine and sunny, a beautiful day with the first race at 12:05.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
It's Tabs. Who are you backing? The game show for punters that makes a fun sound when you say yes. Ready, Eric?
Yes.
You did it! This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley, Tab will give you a bonus bet back up to $50. Sound good?
Yes.
You did it again! Races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley. Who are you backing? Tab. Booth SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNCs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings fluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Who will be the next left field stallion? Like I Am Invincible, Spirit of Boom and Better Than Ready. Next season, maybe Full Point as his first two-year-old hit the track. His yearling sold to $100,000, nearly 14 times service fee. Kingstar is determined to support Full Point. If you don't get a good foal coming this season, you don't pay service fee. Full Point stands for just $7,700 at Kingstar. Book in a mare to both Lord of the Sky and Full Point and get a third service to either stallion for free. Visit kingstarfarm.com.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, we're here at Royal Randwick for Winx Stakes Day. The staff starting to roll up. I can see a couple of takeaway areas that are just starting to warm up for the crowd that will be here. It is different this year because the mayor isn't here and there's not going to be the crowd that we've come to enjoy with Winx in the past, but it's still a Group 1 and there'll be a healthy crowd out here enjoying the racing, because the spruiking Glen Munsey around Libertini, I think, is going to create even a great deal of interest, and there's other horses that we can't wait to see again.
Well, we've been talking about all the good horses, Andrew, since you've been away, and just anticipating not only today, but just going ahead, that we've basically got every single Saturday we're going to see some top quality racing. Yeah. I know we need the rain, but the other part of the equation there, firmish tracks, you're more horses, people bet with more confidence, and you'll get bigger fields.
Yep.
And the horses will stay up longer, and their preparation. And the other thing will be, you know, where do they go? Do they stay in Sydney all the way through? Do they go to the more traditional parts in Melbourne? They've got the opportunities to stay in Sydney now.
Yep.
Different races, basically $1 million race nearly every week. I think Greg did the ad. Is it $45 million in prize money over a 7-week period or whatever it is there? And
no,
all these new races, you know, the Bondi and the
Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle and the Golden Gift. And
No, it's fantastic.
The Red Zell.
So we got, Red Zell on Golden Eagle Day. So it starts off the Winx Stakes today. Then we go San Domenico, Chelmsford Stakes, Theo Marks with the Run to the Rose, the Colgate Optic White Group won the George Main, Golden Rose, Epsom Spring Champion with the Silver Eagle, the Everest and the Kosciuszko the 19th of October, then the Bondi and the Nibison a week later. Then we go to the Golden Eagle, the Red Zell, on the 2nd of November. And then there's the Newcastle Hunter on the 16th, and a week later, the Gong, the million-dollar race at Kembla Grange. So it's just a fantastic period for racing. But as we've learnt this morning, Elise going to Melbourne this time next week to line up in the Group 1 Memsey. So they'll have two runners, and Mystic Journey are possible to line up in that race. I'm still waiting to hear whether there's total confirmation of that. So it is just great as racing enthusiasts what we are going to see unfold. Now, Moonee Valley in Melbourne, we've got a late scratching in race 6. Race 6 number 4, Kimono, has come out at 8.15 on Vet's advice. Race 6 number 4, a late scratching. We're on a soft 5 with a Penno of 4.8, and the guys are here. Mark Hunter, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Muns. Morning, Gator.
And David Gately is with us. Morning to you, Gator.
Hello, team.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, I'll be doing the prices this morning, so that bloke that usually picks you up at 9:15 over the last few Saturdays, he'll be waiting out the front for a bit longer.
Well, I can hear Gator's on the move. I can hear his car on the move. I hope he's got a driver. Mark Hunter there. Yeah, that's good. Mark Hunter, you've got maybe a late shower.
Well, also, I don't know where it's coming from. It's windy, there's not a cloud in the sky, and I was surprised to hear Marty Simon say that we probably won't get an upgrade because we've had 2 days of this, so I don't know where that. I can't see that shower's on the map, Hoss, so I don't know where they are.
Righto, we'll wait and see what unfolds then. Righto, let's have a look at the markets here. Glenn, the first race at Moonee Valley at 12:20.
Yeah, better bring it up. It'd be much easier to do. Righto, here we go. This shot of Irish here is a $3.30 chance, and that price makes it favourite. iBoogie at $16. Juniper at $6.50. Lure Me In is a $7 chance. Winner at $61. Connery at $17. Squid and Squiz at $34. Special Alert, $71. Stealthy Lucas at $17. We've got Dane Thunder at $19. Something Silver at $5.50. LaGale at $9. Tristano is a $17 chance and put the pen through every other runner. Most popular runner here is Shot of Irish, the toppy, $3.70. Went back up, $3.40 yesterday, opened $3.40 this morning. It's into $3.30 now. It has roughly double the investment of Junipal, who's been $7.57, back to $7.50, into $6.50, and just behind it is Lure Me In, $9.50 into a short of $6.50, back to $7. So sticking with the three in the market, and will Something Silver's next pick. So the top four in the market, the only four really with any investments in race number one.
Righto, first race here, Mark, how do you see it?
Well, firstly, Hoss, the rail position. This time last year, you could not pass a horse with the rail position out 4 metres, so I've done my form with that same similar track in mind. I'm with number one, Shot of Irish, who I liked at last start. I think once they handed up to Age of Chivalry, the race was over. Otherwise, it would have got very close. So here on the back up at the mile, I think it goes forward, sits in the first two or three, getting a good run somewhere outside Something Silver. From there, control the race, and I think Shot of Irish has to be the one to beat. To beat number 11, Something Silver, it's going well. It's first one down to the paint. It gives you a good sight in front. Number 12, LaGale, it was an excruciating watch there last time. It just got into all the wrong spots. Zara takes over here. It's a harder race. It's a different rail position, but it's got a chance. And number 4, Lure Me In. Just about D-Day getting back on top of the ground. You expect it to improve on better conditions, but you just want to see it do it. I think one is the one to beat, 1, 11, 12 and 4.
Yeah, it's really good intel there, Mark, on the track. I think, look, they have done renovations on the track, though, in recent times. And I was going through the meetings recently with a 3-metre spot. I hadn't seen a 4-metre spot for ages. And it was playing pretty well, so look, I'm very, very wary, but I'm not as overly scared about a sort of mad inside pattern, but we'll know pretty early, won't we, punters? Look, I'm with Juniper. That's drawn out, so I hope that's the case. Gave the flying horse Tavistan weight last time, and I'm not convinced about him at 2,000 metres anyway, yet it was a fast race. Back to the mile gap between runs, had group form prior to that. Only a couple of kilos over the limit. In a 78. So I think if all things being equal, he can run well. Shot of Irish, clear danger, chased a good one in Age of Chivalry last week, and that was off a really good win over Smugglers, who was coming off a high rating win. Lure Me In, forgive run last time, it can hit back, and LaGale was well back last time, was alongside the winner. It got the runs, this one nearly fell. So I'm 3-1, 4-12.
3, 1, 4 and 12. We'll get the race call, the tips for Moonee Valley for you shortly. We'll pass them on as soon as they pop into the system for Moonee Valley. Race 2 here over the 2,500.
Yeah, top 3 are out. So the first horse we've got is number 4, Larecho, and it is a $51 chance. Mr. Clarify at 41, not a single cent is out. So it's out of both places, Sydney and Melbourne. Ormito, 21, another Eclipse at 10. Good Idea, 550. Cedar Grande at 19. De Beer, scratch from Sydney to run here, $3.10 and favourite. Serenade the Stars, 23. Perfect Rhyme on the backup from Wednesday when it ran second at $8. San Remo at 11. NA for Hay is a $7.50 chance. Then we've got Habisha, Michael Poy, the rider there, and it is a $41 chance. And the other backup runner, Shangani Patrol, Dwayne Dunn to ride, and it is a $10 pop. Investment's not high here, probably with the worries about the dual acceptors and the backup runners, but the most popular runner is De Beer over Perfect Rhyme, and even today Perfect Rhyme has been $9.50 into $8, and then third pick would be in A for Hay.
And strangely you say that, I was in a motel watching TV while I was on holidays.
But was it a proper movie or one of those ones you get in the
hotel? It was a proper movie.
Right, okay.
But I started hesitating because I was, they get me when all the words are together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's why. And I haven't done Melbourne for so long and I'm just in A for H.
Yeah, yeah, no, they just get you. And I was even, the movie got me. Gator, what about you in race two?
Yeah, well, it's typical, you know, with so many dual acceptors. It's a completely different race now than it was Wednesday, Thursday. I guess we're left with De Beer, who jumped in trip second up. He's winning form behind from that, from this horse. Then there's 5 weeks between runs into Flemington. And look, he acts like he'll stay. It's up to you, that sort of price, though. Good idea, has the same, similar form lines anyway. And he's in the game. And San Remo's the one who's probably the wrong price. He was the one who was up on the speed, and not only were they busy early at the Valley here last time, then one of the roughies took him on 800 from home, so those leaders were cooked a long way out. I thought his previous form was good, and he's double-figure odds. He might be my play in a barely care race, and in for a hay next, 11, 9, 14, 15.
Don't know here. Two runs ago, good win, looked like it needed more ground, then had time between runs, got onto a really wet track, came back in trip and fought on quite well. Goes forward, gets a lovely run here on dryish ground, and has to be the one to beat number 13, Perfect Rhyme. Harder race, but got 52 kilos. Looks the likely leader, gives you a sight in front. Number 15, I Nay for Hay, gets a great run from the draw, has got some chance, and I thought maybe number 12, Serenade the Stars, had a place chance. But 11 for me, 11, 13, 15, and 12.
I found out something through the week, by the way. Mark's just reminded me that Mark and I are in a horse together. And I don't think he knows.
Mark owns 100, and you own very close to it, but you're more in the standard breads, not the
thoroughbreds. Well, it is strangely a standard bread.
Oh, it's a standard bread. Oh, you're branching out, Mark.
We've got one tonight in the big race. Mine's a horse called Miragon.
Yeah.
Miragon. And well, speaking about tonight, the Breeders' Crown night,
yeah,
it's basically a debut for Sky Active. We haven't mentioned a lot about Sky Active, but if you're a harness fan, I think you'll find you'll be able to get the whole program on Sky Active.
Exactly.
Start 15 minutes before the first till 10 minutes after the last, no interruptions.
Yeah.
That'll be an amazing situation
for
that.
It will be.
Yeah.
You can go to Sky Racing. We'll update again on that at about 10:35 when we talk harness racing. But a big night tonight with Miragon for Mark and a couple of other nice horses.
What do we own together, Hoss?
We own a couple of trotters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, square gators.
Square gators, yeah. Yeah. That are
not like gators.
No, exactly. hopefully we'll be...
What's your action like at the running gator? Are you a square gator or are you a daisy cutting action?
Well, just took me back to the meet, the square gator, that sort of set up. But that was just a painful memory there for a moment, so thanks for that.
Now, Matt Hill is calling Moonee Valley, and we do have his tips now through. In the first, it's 11, 1, 4, and 9. 11, 1, 4, and 9. And then in race 2, 11, 13, 9, and 8 for Matt Hill in race number 2. Now, normally they're finishing up here for the program, so we better get cracking. Let's look at race 3.
Okay, this is the Palantino, outstanding first crop of yearlings here. La Ten is a $14 chance. Kooyrup, that's a town in Victoria or something,
it is,
isn't it?
Yep.
I know a bit about geography. $5.50 for it. Tarryf, now Michael Walker's a replacement rider there. Luke Nolan is riding in Sydney. So Tarryf is a $4 chance, and that price makes it favourite. Muse at $7, Lady Lupino at $5, Talented at $13, Deserved at $19, Really Discreet at $11, Andrasse Avenue, for all the people from Tabcorp there, a $14 chance. Good luck, team. Fact or Fable are scratching. I Am at $31, and Sassy Solitage is a $13 chance. They only want Kooyrup here. Or Kooyrup, $5.56, $5 back to $5.50, more than double the investment on the second pick, which is Terry F, who's been $3.80 out to $4.
Mark, how do you see race 3?
I've got no idea what'll win, Andrew. These 2-year-olds coming back as 3-year-olds, not sure how the track will race. A lot of them first up. I think it's an absolute nightmare race. I'll go at some odds with number 7, Deserved, who's had the two runs, good debut win, second in that Anzac Day race, Superset third. It resumes, it's trial well, it should get a spot in the first 4 or 5 and be strong at 1200 metres. and close enough to $20 each way there. To beat number two, Kiwi Rup, it can win for sure. It's going to get a long way back, and it's going to need the right sort of track to get into the race here and the right sort of ride. Three, Tariff has to run a strong 1,200 metres. That's a query for me, but should stride forward from the gate. And I put number eight really discreet in. I've got no idea how it wins from where it will be in the run, but I like its trial. I like its ability. Tough race for me, 7-2-3-8.
Agree, it's pretty challenging. I thought Six Talented was the one over the odds, just in the wrong spot on a heavy track, fresh. Trialled quite well leading into that. Form last prep, chasing Microphone in really fast time. And Flit is well, it's really good enough for this, even if it hasn't come on. So I think it could improve, and it's just a silly price, I would have thought. Kiwi Rup, she's a well-related filly. Jump out was good, the trial was good. Big finish on debut at 1,000, then won the Breeder Stakes, beating a subsequent South Australian Sires winner that day into third. But 10's another one who's come up a big price, and a nice quiet trial. Was wide when beaten two lengths by Talented before going on to beat Darlaston. Looks great for them now. They also had that South Australian Sires winner behind them, so it does tie in. Terry Hiff did a great job to win last time. Race didn't rate well, but form has been okay, hasn't it? Given absolute flirt ran well subsequently. 6-2-1-3.
Matt Hill in race three likes number two, Kui Rup, to beat 7-3-1, 2-7-3-1. Race four is the Dr. Sheehan here, a benchmark 84.
Yeah, we start with Bellaria here at $23. Miss Norway, it'll be a good sort, at $10. Fragonard at $11. Hay Now is out. Miss Mandito at $26. Al Garden Miss at $3.50. That price makes it favourite. Angelic Spirit at $18. Tokiado at $31. Fabric at $4.40. Street Icon at $5. And Calzini is a $6 chance. Nowhere near the level of investment in the earlier races to this. Best supported runner is Al Garden Miss here, 350, 360, 340, back to 350 in front of Fragonard is actually second pick here, 15, 14 into 11, 14 into 11 this morning. Next pick, Little Separating Fabric and Angelic Spirit.
Gator, which one do you fancy in race four?
Yeah, again, there's a few hopes. 11, Calzini was only clear when the race was over at Flemington, still hit the line hard. It was actually alongside Elgin and Miss in the run prior to that, but held up until the 150 and then ran onto its heels. The runner-up in that race was Tell Me. She went to Sydney last week, set three wide on a hot speed and went down narrowly in track record time. So I'm tipping it's the right form. Elgin and Miss, clear danger then at one. She's unbeaten on dry ground, and the track is certainly on the improve, has to be. Fragonard worked into the headwind last time, forgive. Sustained a long run prior to the headwind, probably the best run in the race. Street Icon, good return, good odd pinion form, and then five wide in the Tell Me race. You can hit back as well, so a few hopes. 11, 6, 3, and 10.
Then with number 9, Fabric here, who I think that Fidelia form is ripper form. It certainly won't be one up the front here at the Valley. It'll be back and have Craig Williams looking for that path through the field from the 400 metres, but they look like there's enough going forward to generate some speed. I think if the brakes come, gets the right run into the race, it's going to be very hard to hold out. To beat number 6, Algodon Miss, it's going well. I think 1,200 metres is probably absolutely as far as it wants, but should get a nice run. Number 11, Calzini, had no luck last time, has got a chance. And 10th Street Icon, pushing forward with 52 kilos, getting back onto a better track, is in the mix somewhere. But any luck, I think 9 runs well. 9, 6, 11, 10.
Matt Hill likes number 11, Calzini, to beat 11, 6 and 8. 11, 3, 6 and 8 in race number 4. Race 5, this race used to be a group race, and they went other ways, putting up prize money into the Moyer and the like. But the last couple of years, they've had small fields in the car line.
Yeah, but it's still a very, very good race. And it might only be a field of six, but it's a hot race. We start with Oak Door here at $9. Bonds Away, a $3.40 chance. Assertive Approach, $2.50 in favourite. Ash Laws at $10. Spirit of Valor's at $4. And Queen Annabelle, the roughie, at $26. Most popular runner here is Bonds Away, $3.50 to $3.40. Been $3.40 for a couple of days now. Assertive Approach is $2.20. Five out to 250 second pick, and third pick is Spirit of Valor, who went up as much as seven, was seven into four fairly quickly, and has remained four for a couple of days.
Mark, I spoke to you back on Thursday about this race. Does Assertive Approach take the lead, or how do you see it?
I think Dwayne's got two choices, Hoss. I think if he comes out positive, he can get across Ash Law. if he comes out, sort of waiting to see what happens, then Ashlaw may push up inside him and hold him. But my first thought would be that Assertive Approach gets across and finds the rail.
If that's the case, can Assertive Approach continue sort of with its first up form?
Oh, it's got a great chance, Assertive Approach. It's my second pick. I think it will lead. I do think it'll cross. I think it'll lead. I think it'll give a mighty kick. And I just think Bonds Away can come off its back and run it down. It looks to be absolutely flying off the trial, Bonds Away. Remember that first up runner, Caulfield, sat behind them, got up on the rails and won. I can see a similar story here to beat number three, Assertive Approach. I can't see the criticism of his ride last time. I thought the horse ran well. It's going great. It'll be hard to run down. Four, Ashlaw can get up there and grind into a place. And five, Spirit of Valor. Got fantastic form for a race like this, just whether the 1,000 metres is too sharp. I'll go 2-3, then 4-5.
Yeah, Miss Spirit of Valor, I do concede the 1,000 metres might be a bit sharp, but look, as a 108 raider, he's the best weighted runner all day on this card. He chased strongly, and he beat All Bar Ball of Muscle fresh last coming in really fast time. And he sat wide in a Manicata and was probably the best run in the Group 1 there. I thought he jumped out really well. In Bonds Away, they jumped out together. And he worked really well here on Thursday as well, in the quickest time of the morning. Bonds Away, as referenced, a nice trialling as well with Spirit of Valor. One at 1,000 metres fresh last prep as referenced. Assertive Approach is probably the only 1,000 metre horse in the race, so it gives him a great chance. He did run along last time, so the times don't really back up those potting the ride. However, look, he's 400 to the 200 with the beautiful benefit of hindsight. Probably could have been a bit faster, but I'm not saying he would have won. Ashlaw next. So 5-2-3-4.
Yep, 5-2-3-4 there. Matt Hill likes number three, Assertive Approach. Best bet to be 2-5-6. 3-2-5-6 in the Seppel Wines Carline Stakes. Race six, a couple of key scratchings here, particularly Vinland this morning.
Yeah, well, it was a $3.30 favourite, actually, in that market when it came out. So we've got Volk Stock and Barrel back in Australia, and resuming today is a $15 chance. Scratch the next three. Shooting the Mob is at $13. New Universe at $4.20. Romancer, the $2.70 favourite. Ratapole at $16. Mosh Music, $3.50. Strike Force is a $10 chance. And Goldfields is at $23. Well, the quietest betting race, mainly because all the money is on the scratchings. You're left with Mosh Music, the most popular runner now, in front of Ratapole. Romancer, not Ratapole.
Okay. Did it change your thoughts on the race here, Gator?
I had the same top-rated runner. That was Romanta, who was wide no cover last time, and so brave, holding off All Bar Vinland, who had the cold sit on him. He gave his all prior, in another high-rating race. So I think he gets a soft run here, just track strike four, takes over around the turn and goes on the score, hopefully. New Universe, forgive run last time off a good win here, beat Pacadali and Kentucky Breeze, the latter, then terrific at Flemington. Mosh Music jumped out well. She's just a good mare. She bowls it in fresh last time in a benchmark 64. And Strike Force, the likely leader, has a case, if it is mad leader, 7, 6, 9, 10.
Okay, Mark, give us your thoughts here in race six.
Yeah, the way Gator portrayed that race off, I think it's exactly right. Romancer drawn two, crosses down to the fence behind Strike Force, hopefully gets off the fence. It's absolutely flying. 52.5 after the claim, and gets the money to beat number 9, Mosh Music. Trial terrific. It's going to be back in the field, just needing the brakes to go right at the right time. 10 Strike Force, no weight, should find the top, give you a sight around the valley. And 6 New Universe, who got into the right spot there 2 starts ago. A little bit of a different scenario with the rail out 4 metres. I'll go 7 to win from 9, 10, 6.
And Matt Hill in race six likes the 7 as well, Romancer, to beat 7-9 and then 4-1. 7-9-4-1 from Matt in race number six. Another of the highlight races always at this program is the Mackenzie Stakes for the 3-year-old boys.
Yes, and in this race we start with Hightail for the Snowdens here, and it is the $3.60 favourite. Hawker Hurricane at $5.50. Condos Express at $3.90. Independent Road is a $14 pop. Stand to Attention, $34. Skador at $26. Treaty of Seville at 23, Exeter at 11, Deep Force is a $7.50 pop, The Lifeline at 12, and Laporum Star is at $21. Most popular runner here is Condos Express, went up $7 on Wednesday, was into $4.60 on Thursday, then $3.90, opened $3.80 this morning, back to $3.90. It's the most popular runner in front of Deep Force, who's gone 10, 9, back to 10, into 7, go now to $7.50, and third pick is the Toppy in Hightail, $3.60, $3.40, $3.60, $3.50, back to $3.60.
$3.60 now for Hightail. How's this year's race, the Mackenzie Stakes, Mark?
Well, if I don't reckon there are any stars here, I'm with number 3, Condos Express, who is certainly going into a harder race than last time, but gee, with the blinkers on, ridden a bit quieter, it absolutely bolted in. Now, it's drawn gate 2. I would imagine the leaders here are the Lifeline and Deep Force or something like that, and I think Linda Meach can park right behind them, get the absolute run of the race. It's got race fitness on its side. It's going to be, I think, in the right spot around Moonee Valley here today to beat number 1, Hightail. Hightail's got that terrific run up in Queensland there last campaign. May have been at the end of its campaign when it came down here. A ripper recent trial in Sydney showing speed. I just don't know where it will get to from this barrier in this race. 2, Hawker Hurricane. Trialled okay. He's one pace in. It's everything to go right. Don't know the valley's ideal for it. And 4, Independent Road, who's a horse going forward that will certainly get over more ground. He'll get back here and need luck. Trialled well. It's going to be running on. I'll go 3 from 1, 2, 4.
Yeah, I've just lent the 3, Hightail resumes. That trial win in Sydney was terrific. Got a hello from a fan. That's good. Might be on his way to jail, though. Did beat only sort of stayers in the trial, but looked great. Obviously, the line through Prince of Sussex is exceptional through the tail of the last grade, but then accelerates before that. So I just need a touch of luck. Condos Express. Look, I thought he was had a bit of a task back at 1,000 metres last time, but no. He was coiled up off a slow speed and exploded. Quickest last 100 of the day. That form being franked as well. The race raced well, better than Tara Heap and Absolute Flirt, who since ran well, you know, behind a good one in Accelerate. Hawker Hurricane chased Vega Magic in a jump out. It was trash, but beat everything else. Stunmo, but not convinced he's much good. Executor's recent trial was good, but the jury's out there as well. 1-3 from 2-8.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Condos Express, to beat 8, 1, and 7, 3, 8, 1, and 7. And by the way, because I know you've been talking about it while I've been away, but I spoke with our good friend Dean Lester yesterday. We know that he's had some bad health, ill health over the last month or two, and our thoughts are certainly continue to be with him. And I passed it on yesterday that we continue to get text messages and people wondering where Dean is. He hopes to be back in the short term. That will be relied on just how his body recovers and things like that, but I certainly passed it on from everybody, our Sky Sports Radio family, that we're thinking of him as we go the early stages of the spring.
Yeah, no offence to you, Gator, but it's just something that we've grown up with here in Sydney is the voice and the analysis of what Dean Lester provides us in Victoria.
So I can see where they're all coming from.
No, it's let's just hope he's okay, and it's great to have Gator filling in not only on Saturdays but on Punters Post Mortem as well. He came across pretty good last Monday.
He was up in Sydney the other day, and I told him, Gator, you know, when you move across to Tabcourt, you work every day with a wine and two extras every week.
Yeah, exactly. No,
he's racing.
Yeah, that's it. All right, race 8, the Randvet Handicap here at Moonee Valley, a benchmark 90.
Yeah, we start with a couple of roughies here. Murakeb's a $41 chance, Steel Frost at $34, Heptagon at $16, Mahamedes at $81. Highland Beat is out, Man from Uncle at $41, Holbein is a $14 chance. The favourite is Terbium, and it is at $2.80. Usain Bowler at $4.40, Good and Fast at $26. There's a good Cornella for you, Usain Bowler and Good and Fast. Tavistan at $3.40, Yulong Minister at $21, Epic Grey at $23, and Well Sprung is a $51 chance. Most popular runner here is Tavistan for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. $3.80, $3.60, went up $3.50 this morning, already into $3.40, has roughly 50% more on it than Terbium, who went up $3.20, $2.90, $2.80, and third pick a fair way away would be the Ruffy Epic Grey, $41.26, now $23.
Gator, how do you see race 8?
There's probably only three hopes, and the market's telling you that, isn't it? Tavistan was terrific last time. Wide, no real cover, took over around the turn, nailed late by Usain Bowler. Age of Chivalry, probably should have been the boat. It's arguably proved that by winning well. Another reasonably high rating race last week. Usain Bowler, must be a danger. No knock on the win, he was really strong to the line. I love the way he knuckled down and chased there out of the 1200. And Terbium tried well with that Grey Shadow. They both sort of crossed the line together. Grey Shadow won last week, of course. I wasn't sold on him off the Zetative win, but his new close run was good against the pattern sort of tempo of that. So they're the main ones. Yulong Minister's trial to pay next best. 11.98 from 12.
Yeah, probably more of a me thinking it might be a bit hard to make ground here, and I think number 11, Tavistan, should come out with more intent this time, should spear straight down to the fence, should totally control the race, and from there I think is a standout. To beat number 8, Terbium, I thought trial well, just going to need luck from the draw. 9, Usain Bowler. Lovely ride last time to get on the back of those horses, come to the outside and finish off. I think it's got a chance. And then 7, Holbein. Should nearly be first one down to the fence, trailing Tavistan through and might hang on for a place. Keen 11 to win from 8.97.
Matt Hill likes the 11 as well to beat 8, 12 and 7. 11, 8, 12 and 7. And Moonee Valley wraps up at 20 past 5.
Yes, with the 2,000 metre race and Ventura Storm here at $34. Another Caldy, yes please, at $26. Masculino is a $6 chance. Al Galil at $5.50. Then we go to Harrison at 17. Inverloch at 7.50. Bedford's at 9. Kentucky Breeze at 11. Montauk's at 201. Exemplar at 17, Sayed at 51, Sharosa $5 and favourite in a wide betting race, and Tavarun is at $5.50. Well, Al Galil is easily the most popular runner here. 8.50 Wednesday, 6.50 Thursday, 5.50 yesterday, stays at $5.50. Has, in fact, four times the amount of money on it. Second pick is Masculino, who's been 5.50 out to 6. Next pick, very little separating the favourite in Charossa, who's 6.50 into a short as 4.80 back to 5. And Exemplar at odds 18, got to 26, into a short of 16, now a $17 chance.
And Mark, how do you see the last?
Well, it's a bit of speed here, Hoss, a little bit of pressure, but I'm with number 12, Charossa, who's just at this stage of its life getting up, getting out in trip, and seems to be really relishing that. Now, it's one that goes forward here for Craig Williams down on the minimum, but there is some pressure up the front. It doesn't have to lead. It can park just behind them, can blend in at the right time, and I think it's a real stayer on the improve, got a great chance. To beat number 4, Al Galil, looks like it's just about ready to fire. If they do go mad up front, it'll be running on strongly. Number 8, Kentucky Breeze, going terrific, now stretches out to 2,040. That's the query there. And 6, Inverloch, who's one of quite a few leaders in the race. It's going well. If it happens to find the top, it's going to be hard to run down again. But 12, the one to beat for me, 12, 4, 8, 6.
Yeah, the pattern will be key here. We'll certainly know by race 9. And the level of pressure with Inverloch and Tavi Run will be another good, you know, a key factor. I think El Galil did look ready to win last time for mine. Ended up shuffled out to last, hooked out and ran home quickest of the race. Can settle closer here off a good speed. Did beat Kentucky Breeze when they clashed last prep at 2040. It was Kentucky Breeze's only ever go at the trip. He led that day against the pattern pretty much of the day, so I don't think there's much between them. I think he's flying Kentucky Breeze. I think he's the best run in the race last time. Wide, off a strong speed. Inverloch and Tavi Run, both airborne. The latter just keeps running these fast times, so must be pretty fast then. 4.36.13.
Righto, 4.6.3.13 there on the last for Gator. 13, the fancy Tabby Run for Matt Hill to beat 7.3.8. 13.7.3.8. David Gately, what's your best there at the Valley?
Let's go 7 by 1, mate. High tail.
7-1. And what did you like in the Wink Stakes?
Well, I've just unforgotten, just because I thought she trialled really well. She's not really known for her trial heroics.
So I thought it was double figures. She was a nice each way play at 1400, whereas, you know, Villiers maybe, just maybe finds it a touch sharp. So that's what I was thinking.
All right, Unforgotten there, race 7, number 8. Good on you, Gator. Thanks for your time. We'll hear you on Monday on Punters Postmortem. David Gately there. And Mark, what about your best?
Hoss will go race 7, number 3, Condos Express, and race 8, number 11, Tavasan, banking on a leaderish track at Moonee Valley.
Okay, so that's the key there. 7, 3, and 9, 12. I haven't been here for a few weeks. Have you been doing the extra or not?
No, Hoss, it was like the kiss of death, Blue Richard's kiss of death. But if you want one, Hoss, I will give you one here today. I have to bounce back eventually. We'll go Seymour, race 1, number 5, Not Alone.
Race 1, number 5. Munsey's trying to get it up on the... Larry, is it still Larry?
Yeah.
Hang on. Is it still Larry?
Yeah, still Larry. Race 1, number 5, Not Alone. Is it $3.40 chance?
Okay.
There's been $53 on it so far this morning. We'll just see in the next couple of minutes that does burst up.
All right.
But there's been support for it.
Race
already,
1, number 5.
Because we've averaged it out at what we've bet at $4.23.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good luck to you, Mark. I hope it's a winning day for you.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
Mark Hunter and David Gately. And repeating, Matt Hill's best was race 5, number 3, Assertive Approach. Just before we finish up with you, Munns, jockey challenges.
Yeah, they've got them all up and going, Andrew. While we're in the Melbourne flavour, we'll stick with Moonee Valley, where the favourite is Mark Zara at $3.30 over Linda Meach. She had a tumble the other day, and it was on a birthday. She's at $4.20. Dwayne Dunn and Any Other Jockey, 5 a pair. Damien Lane, 10. Ben Mellum, 12. Craig Williams, 16. Brett Pebble at 21.
Okay, and just ahead of the jockey challenge for Randwick, Glenn Schofield not riding here today. He only had the one ride. Now, initially Sam Clipperton was going to ride, but has now advised he's unable to make the weight. So Blake Ryan will now ride at 53 kilos. So race 8, number 7 now,
Blake Ryan will not be riding at 53 kilos. And Blake, if you're listening at the stables there at the moment, try and pick yourself up off the ground. 53, that would have been a fair while ago. But no, Brock Ryan, and he's increased his riding weight too, Brock.
Okay.
I think he's increased it to 51.
Okay.
I'm not too sure.
Well, he rides at 53 today, Brock Ryan there, race 8, number 7. For that, Blake. Jockey challenge for Randwick.
Yeah, Blake, you can get back to those 7 pieces of toast and a milkshake. At Randwick, we've got Kieran McAvoy, the 170 favourite in the jocks, over James McDonald at $6. Tommy Berry's at $7. Brenton Avdullah's at $8.50. Any other jockeys at $13. Huey Bowman, Tim Clark and Nashra Will are all at 21. We've got Maxi coming up with the Gold Coast preview for racing there today. Michael Carl, the $2.90 favourite, over Robbie Fratt at 5. Jim Byrne and Ryan Maloney, 7 a pair. Any other jockey, 7.50. Mark Duplessis at 8. Nick Keels at 13. And Matty McGilvray at 14. And for racing today at Newcastle, Gaz will be on shortly. Chad Lever, 180. Aaron Bullock, 370. Christian Reith at 7. Grant Buckley's at 9. CJ Graham at 12, any other jockey 21, Keegan Latham 26, and Travis Wolfcram at $41. Good luck to everyone playing, no matter where they are today.
Exactly. Don't forget the Kosciuszko tickets. They stop selling on midnight September 8th, so time is starting to head in that direction. Make sure you buy your $5 tickets, as many as you want, form some syndicates, but make sure you do it by midnight 8th of September, the $5 tickets for the Kosciuszko. And don't forget that the bonus offers are there for Randwick races 1 to 3 for money back if your horse runs second or third, and then if you're in a venue for races 4 and 5. Hey, Munns, it's been terrific to see
it's
you.
It's great
mate.
To be back, Andrew.
No, it is. It's terrific.
Just like old times.
It is.
Like riding a bike.
Exactly. And we're running late, so it's all normal. Yep, yep. Thank you, Munns.
Thanks, mate.
Glenn Munsey from TAB. We're going to take a break, and then Michael Maxworthy to look at the Gold Coast.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Nissan's four-day sale is on. Get a bonus $2,000 FPOS cash card on any new Nissan on top of other offers. Bonus $2,000 FPOS card, 4 days only at Nissan, T's and C's apply. City-bound traffic on the M5, it's heavy through the main tunnel toward the Marsh Street exit at Sydney Airport. No major issues to report through Clyde on Parramatta Road and James Roos Drive. Got a bit of traffic through Macquarie Park, though, on Lane Cove Road in both directions around Epping Road and the M2. It's your last chance to grab a $2,000 factory bonus across the Vox Volkswagen Amarok range. The very short sale is extended till August 31. T's and C's at veryshortsale.com. I'm Alex Straw, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has the winning formula this summer.
Hi, I'm Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. I'll give you the late mail before every race for Tuesday's Menangle meeting.
Prior to every race, hear Amanda's Menangle late mail on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yep.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
Mum, how great are the latest generation soundbars?
You can hear the leaves rustling softly in a breeze.
You can hear footy players swearing.
You can hear hummingbirds' wings fluttering.
You can hear explosions even louder.
Oh, yes, Lionel.
And wait till you hear this. Save 50% on a soundbar when you buy a matching TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, Mum. 50% off soundbars with TVs 55 inches and above.
Right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
It's Tabs, who are you backing? The game show for punters that makes a fun sound when you say yes. Ready, Eric?
Yes.
You did it! This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley, Tab will give you a bonus bet back up to $50. Sound good?
Yes.
You did it again! Races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Moonee Valley. Who are you backing? Tab.
NWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Rely on Sky Sports Radio for Sydney Spring Carnival.
Time to look at the Gold Coast now. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Welcome back to the airwaves. I can tell you we've got a beautiful day at the Gold Coast, one of our rare Saturday meetings down here, but the weather's fine. Rails out half a metre from the 1400 of the winning post, through the rest, and we're on a good four to start with.
Yeah, they watered last night, 3 mil going on, and they put a fair bit on. I think it was 30-odd mil for the week, so that's the reason why they're watering, that it continues to be dry. Yeah. Mac Denife, number six, is the favourites in the first race at this stage, $3.10 with Tab over four. Miss Shanty also for the Waller Stable at $3.80.
Yeah, this field of eight over 2,200, Andrew. Chris has got four runners. There's a big chance he'll win it, and I think he'll win it with the favourite, Mac Denife, number six. Now, he hasn't won for quite some time, this guy, but he's been very competitive, in particular in those midweek staying races in Sydney. I think the time's right to send him north. Chris knows when to send these horses north. And he's found a very, very achievable race for Mac Denife. He'll race in the first three. No weight on his back for Michael Carl. I think he'll win the first. Number two, Outrage, is ready to strike, and he'll like these firm track conditions today. He's fourth up. Definitely number one, Happy Go Plucky. He'll either lead or sit up in second or third, and he's pretty genuine. And then number four, Miss Shanty, to do what she does, back in the field and run on and pick up some of the minor money. 6-2-1-4.
Race number two, Astro Boy Toy here for the Edmund Stable, now $1.80 this morning. Number one, Scathing, easing to $4.20, and De Facto, number three, is at $7.50. But the market's telling us that the punters want Astro Boy Toy.
Yeah, and of those top three numbers, one, two, and three, one of them will win. In fact, I think it's a good trifecta, and I'm going in the order of 2-1-3. I'm with Astro Boy Toy. $1.80 is light enough because Scathing and De Facto are promising three-year-olds as well. But this guy's got a lovely pedigree, Astro Boy Toy. I believe he weighs close to 600 kilos. So with two runs under his belt now, the winner of the Sunny Coast and a good second behind Stampy at Doomben last time, he's ready to win. Here he is at home with Ryan Maloney up. So we'll go with him, Astro Boy Toy number two. He should get away with this. To beat one Scathing, now he's got 8 out of 8. In fact, in his two starts so far, he's drawn poorly, but been able to overcome them and fight on well. Number 3, De Facto, won a moderate maiden here, but did it in style. Well above average, this fella. And then number 4, Splendorama. Two very keen on Astro Boy Toy to beat 1-3-4.
Race number three, Vaucluse Bay. Number two is the favourite here at $2.90 again for the Wallace Stable. Morendi's up there for Darren Graham today. Number one at $3.30. And Aquavit, number six, just easing a little bit this morning out to $4. But the Wallace Stable, they're really stacking up. They use this Gold Coast base really strongly now, Maxi.
Absolutely. And the results have certainly been there, in particular over the last 12 months. I'm going to go for another local galloper here in number six, Aquavit. Now, how many runners here? Four of the seven runners ran against each other in the race won by Magnus Fighter a few weeks ago. But I'm just going for another form line. And 3 weeks ago at Durban, Aquavit ran a really good second behind the front running Shaw Quinn. And he was running on strongly. But I do think home here is his best go. His stats here at home are very good. He's had 16 starts here for 4 wins, 4 seconds, and 5 thirds. I think it's perfect for him today. And the strong Ryan Wiggins going on is a plus as well. Aquavit to win, to beat one Morendi. He's back in form. He was second in that magnified race. He just took the running of Silvera, and there was a protest, so they put him back to third. But he's back in good form. Number two, Vaucluse Bay, is a runner. They like to have him in the clear and running a long way from home. So he's got a great chance here. And then three, all with the water. 6, 1, 2, and 3.
I just made a mistake in my life, Maxie. Munsey's just walking out, and I said, how's the house going? Is it all finished? Because it's been one of the longest sagas ever, Munsey's house. And he said, it's 98% done. Can you get it fixed, Glenn? Can you get it all done, please?
Well,
as he just said, Maxie, the opera house didn't take this long.
Well, no. Well, it's a 15-room mansion there at Coogee. I mean, you can't build it overnight. So no wonder it's taken about 14 years.
It has. It's taken forever. Race four at the Gold Coast. Boom Chicka Boom, number one, is the favourite. $2.40. Seven Stellar Power currently at $5. And number five, Power Command, is at $5.50. And Wernper, number 10, it's been $9.50, $7.50, and now $6.50 early this morning, number 10.
Yeah, they had Wernper in two races, but elected to go with this one over 900. Personally, I think the 900 could be a little bit sharp for him, but he will run on, and he could be a good each-way bet today at that price, Wernper. I love the horses that race well here at the Gold Coast, in particular if they're trained here. And Boom Chicka Boom, well, he loves it here. Track and distance, 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. He comes out of gate one. I don't think there's too many horses in Queensland that could beat him for speed. The only negative is the 59 over the last 100 metres, but I think he'll lead for fun and he'll get the cash and justify his price. To beat number seven, Stellar Power. Now, last time these two met, Boom Chicka Boom beat Stellar Power. What was the margin there? It was only 3/4 of a length, and Stellar Power meets him today 4 kilos better. But he's drawn a little awkwardly, Stellar Power. So I'm going to still give Boom Chicka Boom the nod ahead of Stellar Power. Then 3 Wudang Blade at a big price to lob into a place. And number 2 All Stand was very good, was wide there at Coffs last start, raced away to win comprehensively. 1 Boom Chicka Boom, very keen on him, to beat 7, 3, and 2.
Race number 5 at the Gold Coast. Dream Master's the favourite here in this race for the Edmund Stable, currently at $3.20. Number 5, Amazel, is at $4.60. And 2 Snipstream, just easing this morning out to $5.50.
Yeah, he's just got that wide barrier, Snipstream, a gate number 12 to overcome over the 1,100 here. I'm going with another local galloper, another of Les Kelly's runners that race well here, Amazel. Number 5, record here, 11 starts, 4 wins, 4 placings. And last start, he went to town a couple of Saturdays ago and ran third behind Unlikely Story. But he was a number of horses, you know, up on a hot tempo, and I thought he handled the pressure very well. In the wash-up, he was only a length and a half off Unlikely Story. So I think this is a perfect race for him today. He, too, has got a bit of an awkward gait, but he's got speed to offset that, Amundsen. To beat number 8, Dream Master. Now, he'll lead from gate 1, and I think he'll lead Cruzy. The last 100 metres is a little bit of an issue. I thought he was home at Ipswich last time, and he got the stitch 50 out. This does set up well for him back to the 1,100 with the claim. 1 Bowls Zavi at a decent price. He's been freshened up. He'll sit back and stalk. And then number 18, Chill the Beer. Now, Jim Byrne goes on. This has got a run, so I'd be marking it as a place chance. 5, 8, 1, and 18.
Race number 6, the Colonel Reeves Class 3. Hollaback Girl number 13 is the favourite. Just drifting a little bit in the last hour or so to $3.20. 10 Heritage Sash is at $4.20. And 4 Male Escort, the next one, Maxi, at $5.50.
I'm going for number 3, Langro, around about the $8 mark. Now, he's first up for Stephen O'Day. When he was first up last preparation, he ran second at Caulfield, carrying 61 kilos. He's only beaten a length. And then ran third at Flemington. So he's pretty good fresh. He won a trial. I guess the concern with Langro is that he's not straightforward. He can pull very hard, as he did in that recent trial when he beat Trommel Schlager. But from gate one, with Michael Carl, who's got a great set of hands, he just might be able to relax him a little bit early, either lead or sit third defence. But around the $8, I think it's a good each-way bet for Langro. Over 4 Male Escort, he's very genuine, this fellow. He's drawn a good gate again with a claim. He'll sit behind, conserve energy. Number 13, Hollaback Girl, a little bit of an awkward gate, but she's well above average. And then number 10, Heritage Sash. Since they put the blinkers on him, he's been able to win his last two. 3, 4, 13 and 10.
Race 7, Galtiero, number 1, firming this morning to $3.10. Number 8, Galway, is the next at $6, along here with number 10, Dream Big.
Yeah, I'm going the way of Dream Big, number 10, former Marg Eustace runner. She's had a few starts with Daryl Hansen, and she's been able to win at the last two here at the Gold Coast, and then last time at the Sunny Coast over the mile when she led. And she rolled along at a nice tempo, and she kept up a strong gallop. She won it by 3 lengths. Now, she didn't beat much at all in the way of opposition, but I just think she's a lightly raced mare. 3 wins from 9 starts. There's still more to come. She's got a good gait to race in the first 3 for Jim Byrne. So I'm happy to back her each way at about the $6. Number 10, Dream Big. Over 1, Galtiero. 59 and an awkward gate, but he struck form, and he'll go forward here to try and offset that gate, I believe. Then 11, Twilight of the Grey for Chris Waller, and she got back last start and really attacked the line late. She's ready to strike a win. And then 14, Aringi Spring, who put the writing on the wall last start, is ready to win as well. But number 10 each way, Dream Big from 1, 11 and 14.
Race 8 at the Gold Coast has number 4, TARDIS, again for Toby and Trent Edmonds. It's the favourite at $3.20. 2, Albert's No Pussy at $4.20. And number 7, All Important, currently at $5.50 a tab.
The one that I like, number 10, Time to Play, was $13 yesterday. I think she's down to about 8 or 9. I think people have had a look at her record here at home. Track and distance, 4 starts, 3 wins. She's very fit. And last start, she ran fifth at Doomben from gate 10 in that epic girl race, beaten 1.9. Now, she was shunted 5 wide from the 600 metres mark, but kept on coming to the line. Well, she's back to her right track and distance. She's got a good gate with only 52 on her back, so I like her here each way. Time to play number 10. From 4, TARDIS, what you see is what you get. She's just been bumping into one a little bit too good recently, but she'll get the run of the race here, look the winner at some point in the straight. 2, Albert's No Pussy. He's got really good scone form, and he managed to win at Newcastle. He dug deep to win there. He had to chase down a tearaway leader. But Chris Lees has found a nice race for Albert. And then number 7, All Important, so stepping up to 1,400, the likely leader. 10, 4, 2 and 7 in race 8.
Yeah, at the moment, it's $8.50, number 10, Time to Play. It opened up 19 the other day. Obviously, there's been a few scratchings, but right now it's $8.50, Maxi's top tip there. The last, Freddie Foxtrot, number 8, is the favourite at $3.40. Over 3, Handsome Thief. It's been scratched from here, so it runs at the Gold Coast. It's currently at $5.
I love Freddie Foxtrot. I just seem to make all the right moves when he wins, so he's at the top of my list today. Well, his form's terrific. He ran third in the Raborni, and then he went to Eagle Farm, and he managed to win. And he dropped significantly in the handicaps. He's down 3.5. Now, with Bailey Note, I think Bailey will claim just the one. So 53.5 for a horse of his ability. There doesn't look to be any mad speed here. A bit of that's come out of the race, particularly this morning when Snoopy withdrew. So I think he'll go forward here, and I think Publishing Power will take him across. And he'll be able to control it up on the speed and with no weight. He's certainly no shrinking violet. I think he'll give a good kick and will win the last, Freddie Foxtrot. To beat 3, Handsome Thief. Now, he needs them to go fast. Last start, he was troubled when YPO missed the kick and Tarzan got away with a fairly easy time of it. A couple more strides, he gets up to win. So the faster they go here, the faster Handsome Thief will finish. But also take note, he's better, I believe, with a little bit of give in the ground. And this track will be quite firm by the time the last comes around. 8 to beat 3, throwing in number 13, Dragon Ferals. He'll get back and run on like he always does. And number 9, Sword of Dust Justice, who gets a good run. 8, 3, 13, and 9. Andrew, Masterati was my best bet yesterday, but he was scratched late yesterday afternoon. So we're going to make it race 9, number 8, Freddie Foxtrot.
Race 9, number 8. First race there at 11.38 on that good rated track at the Gold Coast today, the feature Southeast Queensland program. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy previewing the Gold Coast. Just ahead of looking at Newcastle, don't forget the 2019 Country and Provincial Racing Awards. They're coming up at the Four Seasons Hotel here on Friday, October 4. And we've got all the finalists out. The Simon Niverson Special Achievement Award is going to be announced on the night. We've got the Country Race Club of the Year, the finalists being Canamble, Forbes and Louth. And the TAB Country or the TAB Provincial Awards are going to be announced as well. Just looking for those. I thought I had them here and I haven't got them on my sheet. The Provincial Horse of the Year, the finalists are Angel of Truth, Graf, In Her Time, Le Romaine and Sprite. So the awards to be conducted, the 2019 Country and Provincial Racing Awards to be announced at the Four Seasons Hotel on Friday, October 4. And we're looking forward to being at that night. And of course, the Australian Racing Awards, the Horse Racing Awards, are going to be conducted in Hobart in October, which we'll talk more about. Gary Harley's now joining us to look at Newcastle. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. Spring has come early. It's 15 degrees at the moment. We're going to get 25. What a strong Saturday program. It's a ripper here today, Andrew.
Yeah, and they've been watering with no rain in sight and the windy conditions, so it's a good four at Newcastle today. And, Gary, let's jump into it here. Mate, Breakdance, the favourite, Shorty in the first at $1.35 over Arlington Magic, number 9, at $6.50.
Yeah, it looks a real good thing. Breakdance just beat Nick Kembler the other day. Chad Lever rode him. The steward reported he dropped the whip between dropped his rein, not the whip, between the 200 and the 100. It was only nailed late. And on form, he should be too good for these. Arlington Magic's a grinder. It'll run the 2300. I've got it in for second. True Marvel and Russian Express are the others. 1.985, but it looks a good thing.
1, 9, 8, and 5 in the first for Gary. Race 2, number 7, Stellar Impact is the favourite here for Gay and Adrian at 260. Number 9, gee, how do you spell that? How do you pronounce that one? Gary, number 9, L?
Yeah, I would say L.
Garouge?
Garouge? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's at $4, and Wild Sheila, number 8, currently at $4.80.
Been heavily backed the Japanese mare, Stellar Impact. First run in Australia, Gay and Adrian have got her. Two placings from six starts in Japan, got up to 2,000 metres. The trials have been very good, and she's been heavily backed. I think she'll get the money, Stellar Impact. Number 8, Wild Sheila, going well for Chris Lees. A bit green, race green the other day at Hawkesbury, but really hit the line. It's second pick. 9, the one you said, L something for third, and number 11, Cabane for Godolphin. 7, 8, 9, and 11.
I know Mitch will be getting all the information there. Mitch matters to call that one home in race 2. Race 3, Fillies and Mares Class 2. Heart of the Oak, number 5, is the favourite. Gee, it's been tightened in this morning. We've had the scratchings of the 4 and the 7. It's gone from 2.30 2.20 45 minutes ago, and it's now $1.85, number 5, Heart of the Oak, over 1 Sharapova at $2.90.
Yeah, two very smart females running here. I went with Sharapova. It was brilliant winning here the other day. CJ Graham rode her, went all the way, and beat Black and Tan, who goes okay. Couldn't pick it up. Won a Canterbury first at Warwick Farm first come back in July. 3 kilos off. Is a front runner. Hard to beat. Part of the Oak, we're on it the other day, and it absolutely pulled in here in that mate. James Innes rides again. It goes forward too, so it's going to be interesting to see which one leads, but I think one of the two will definitely win. 1 to beat 5, 6 to Tanya and 3, Sunreal.
1, 5, 6 and 3 in race number 3. Race 4, a class 2 over the 1400. Three Great Dangers, the $4 favourite. Over 3, You're Next at 440. And 9 Invincible Dash, the next one at 460. So it's an open, very competitive market at this stage.
They are three very, very good chances in the race. Nothing between the three of them, and Call Me Mogo's the right two. I was Invincible Dash. The Stones have got it for Triple Crown. It's had three runs for a win and two placings. One at Gosford, two starts back. And the run was very good here the other day behind Albert Snow Pussy, who's got a good chance in that race in Brisbane today. This horse got back to midfield and really hit the line. He'll like the 1400. Number 4, You're Next, goes good. Tim Martin's got it. One well, I think that was at Hawkesbury when I was down there, yep. And his two subsequent runs have been all right. They'll be 3 weeks to Ligulate in a Saturday meeting in town recently. Three Great Dancers ready to win. Two runs back, getting better and fitter. And number 8, Call Me Mo, looking for the hat trick, is flying. 9, 4, 3, and 8.
9, 4, 3, and 8 in race 4. Race 5, Amito number 3 for James Cummings is $3 for Keegan Latham. Sabona number 1 at $3.40. It's gone from $3.90 into $3.40 this morning. And 10 Sweeping Statement at $4.80.
I like Amito. She's only had the two runs. Run second first up recently at Kembla. There'll be two lengths. Go back to last. Overraced a bit of the run, and it ran on pretty good. It'll do me to beat one. Sabona, this is one of the Orvis horses. Orvis Bloodstock. Kim Waugh's got it. Started at Scone. Started favourite at Darley Run on August 6th. Missed a kick. Three wide, no cover to the turn. They sprinted away from it to the top of the straight. Then it hit the line hard. It'll be very hard to beat, I reckon. Two Lady Grande probably wants it further. But first up, could sprint well for Sarge. And number 10, Sweeping Statement, got a very good chance for Waller. That's another good open race. 3, 1, 2, and 10.
3, 1, 2, and 10. Race 6, Calipari here. The drums are beating here that Brad Davidson's in the ownership of this one, number 1. It's currently at $2 for Mark Minervini, a new trainer, of course, around this way at Newcastle. 6-4 Love at $4, and that's also the price for the runner Savagira, number 9. But Calipari, the favourite.
Yeah, I know a lot about this horse.